Zoe's faced with a girl standing in her doorway. She looks like bad news.
Ashley, what are you doing here?
I just wanted to visit my favorite sister. Is that so bad?
I'm your only sister.
Lucky you.
Hey!
Not bad. Though you could clean this place up a bit, you know.
Well, I didn't know you were coming, so...
You still have this dog.
You're the one who left him with me.
Wow, I didn't think you'd actually take care of him this long. Good for you, I guess.
Can you just tell me the real reason why you're here?
Just checking in.
You never check in.
I've been busy. It's kind of hard being an internet celebrity, you know?
Yeah, I don't really care.
Well, you should! Especially with everything that's happening.
What do you mean?
Oh, don't play dumb, Zoe. I know you found one of the aliens.
What?
Zoe's breath catches in her throat when she sees a small figure merging into existence, as a black cat with bat-like wings slyly climbs onto Ashley's shoulder.
Greetings, human.
This is Major Marbogark.
What?
Major Marbogark.
So, where's yours?
Huh?
I saw it on the news. A small meteor crashed in the middle of the Barker's parking lot 3 days ago. And I thought, that's where Zoe works. And knowing you, you'd be too curious to leave it all alone. Am I right?
You don't know that!
Oh, Zoe, I do know you. Plus, the Major's already confirmed it.
Yes, I can detect the foul scent inhabiting the air around us. They are definitely here. But make no mistake, Miss Ashley. This could be a ploy to throw us off, so keep your guard up. They could be lurking around this room at this very moment, waiting for the perfect moment to...
Ugh! Do not go in there.
It takes a moment for Saram to realize who the feline creature is. He then makes a mental list of its features. Black fur? Check. Tiny wings that look as though they couldn't carry the weight of its body? Check. A diaper around its waist? Checkity check. Wait, what?
It's you.
Sarap. Still just a low-ranking commander, I see.
Major Marbogark. Still wearing diapers, I see.
You watch yourself, Commander.
Wait, hold on a second. You guys know each other?
Yes, unfortunately.
So there are more aliens?
Oh, he didn't tell you, did he?
As expected of a low-ranking officer.
I may have left out a few minor details.
Like what? 100 Nori were deployed into Earth's atmosphere a week ago. Though only 5 have landed in this town, including myself and the commander.
Nori?
It's what our kind call ourselves.
So there's a bunch of you on Earth? But I thought...
Not feeling so special now, huh?
My mission was to seek out individuals who I believe are worthy to pass on my musical talents to in order to save the universe from impending doom.
Well, I know that part at least.
Problem is, there are far too many of us spread across this planet, which means a whole lot of humans possess our powers as well.
And that's not a good thing? I mean, we all want to save the universe, right?
Not necessarily. Who knows? Maybe the commander's allegiance lies elsewhere.
What? No, we're on the same side. He told me himself.
I wouldn't say I trust you either, Major.
Tension fills the air as Marbogark and Sarap glare daggers at each other.
Just hold on a second.
He said it himself, Zoe. If he doesn't trust us, we can't trust you either.
But I'm your sister.
So what? Look, you gotta look at the bigger picture here. This is saving the universe we're talking about. This is serious stuff, you know.
I know it is!
Yeah, that's why you should just step down and let me handle it from here, okay?
What do you mean?
She means for you to relinquish your powers.
What?
A bright flash of red envelops the whole room for a brief moment. A neon red electric guitar appears in Ashley's hands while she stares down at Zoe with a snarky grin on her face.
Well, show me how badly you want to save the universe!
Zoe takes this as a challenge and summons her own electric guitar. Before Zoe can even strum her instrument, she's stunned by the sick guitar solo that blasts out of Ashley's guitar, causing the entire room to shake into submission. The wall of sound is pushing Zoe like a gust of wind, and she struggles to keep her footing. So Rob tries to fly against the current of noise when it's only flapping in place. Eventually, they both buckle under the power of her sister's music. After the performance is over, Ashley looks down at Zoe with an arrogant smile on her face.
You're way out of your league, baby sis.
Whoa, that's who you chose? Disappointing.
You still wear diapers.
You impudent!
Don't waste your breath, Major. These two are clearly beneath us. You should stay down, Zoe, if you know what's good for you. Oh, and don't forget to give up. You're just gonna get in my way. Mwah. Ciao.
Got him.
Serap and Zoe lie there, staring at the ceiling in defeat.
Your sister sucks.
Yeah.
Well, that was incredibly frustrating. Let's check on Adam.
Hey, sorry I'm a bit late. We're very busy right now, but I do apologize.
It's okay. I was sleeping till about a minute ago.
Here's a little bit of morphine to help with the pain. All right, you're all set.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you need? Some water, maybe?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
All right, then I'll see you again in a couple of hours. Be sure to hit the call button if you need any help getting to the restroom or for any other reason like that.
Actually, how long until I can go home?
Well, the doctor wants to keep an eye on the burn for at least 24 hours, so if I had to guess, you'll be discharged in 1 to 2 days at the most. Then we'll send you on your way with a prescription and instructions on how to take care of your foot.
Oh. I'll probably need a doctor's excuse for work then.
Okay. Just remember to ask the doctor for one when you're discharged. Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay. Take care, Mr. Castan.
Adam feels his body get warm and heavy as the morphine takes effect. The searing pain in his foot begins to taper off until it's completely dampened. He relaxes, closes his eyes, and sleeps. Hours pass, and Adam awakens in a dark room lit only by blinking medical equipment.
Mr. Castan?
Hi.
Hello, Mr. Castan.
Could you maybe turn the light on, or...
No, I think I'll keep it off.
Okay.
My name is Dr. Medicine.
Wait, really?
It's so nice to finally meet you face to face.
Has anyone ever told you your name sounds kind of, I don't know, fake? Sorry, I was just...
Joking? It's much easier than grappling with reality, right?
What do you...
I mean, if you always make yourself the butt of the joke, then you can beat everyone else to the punch. You've always been that way, ever the class clown. When are you gonna grow out of that?
Wait, do I know you, or...
No. But I know you, Adam. I know you very well. Deep down in your heart, you're nothing but a coward. You're nothing but a joke. Your friends know it too. You may feel pathetic right now, but it's nothing compared to how lowly they think of you. I have a gift for you, Adam.
Inside the suitcase is a bundle of limbs that belong to a pink figure. It begins to contort as it untangles itself into a standing position. Its torso is short, and its appendages long. It has no discernible facial features, but instead, a large hole through its head, curtained by patches of stringy, blood-red hair.
What the hell?
Adam runs until he no longer sees the creature following behind him, but he notices that the hospital's layout has changed.
What
the fuck?
It has become an endless maze of hallways with empty hospital rooms. Adam notices something different. Twin doors with circular windows that seem to lead to a kitchen.
Stay back!
It lunges at Adam, prompting him to defend himself by stabbing its chest. This seems to have no effect in repelling the creature. The monster hugs into Adam. Their skins beginning to merge.
Just give up.
No!
What's the use in trying? You know you'll just fail.
Stop! Stop it!
Adam's will takes shape, and the creature begins to untwine from his body as a bright light forms between them. Though fear lingers in his eyes, he now wields an ivory bass guitar, then instinctively strums the instrument. An orb of energy forms above the monster and gradually presses it to the ground, as if made of pure gravity. It flails desperately, unable to escape its restraints. The downward force then causes the creature to sink through the cracking floor.
Well done.
A blistering red glow pierces the porthole in the kitchen door as the room begins to shake. It feels like something else is present and fast approaching.
No!
Oh. No to the food, or...
No, sorry. I think I was having a nightmare.
I'll just set this here, then.
Thanks.
Oh, by the way, did you get that from a visitor?
Adam looks over to see an ivory guitar leaning against the wall beside his bed.
I have a son who plays guitar. He's pretty bad at it. I thought about getting him some lessons.
That's cool. Where's the bathroom?
Down the hall. It'll be the second door on the left. Would you like me to get you a wheelchair?
No, I'm good. These work fine.
Adam never stops at the bathroom. Instead, he quickly leaves the hospital without waiting to be discharged.